ladies, and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Project 613 in Chicago without a live studio audience. But God willing, in the coming weeks, we hope to have them back. We have a very powerful, inspirational, meaningful, and I hope life-changing podcast for you today. Anyone in the Jewish world, you just have to be following what's going on in Israel. I know there's a lot of press going on with the new administration, and I'm sure that is impacting thousands, if not millions, of lives. But as Jews, we need to be plugged in to the absolutely miraculous, dramatic, like show-stopping events of what is happening in Israel with the prisoner kidnap hostage exchange, whichever word you prefer. And this is obviously a hotly debated issue, and we're not getting into the pros and cons, although it is a fascinating discussion of the pros and cons of hostage deals. This is not our first rodeo. Even way back in the Mishnah, the Talmud, they talk about this. You know, basically, as I've said a few times before, the non-Jews who oppress us or try to oppress us are very uncreative. They have like five plays in their playbook. So taking hostages for ransom, etc., for money or for other things is something that sadly the Jewish people have had to deal with, for thousands of years. But not going into that issue, the drama of the release of now seven female hostages, and they're coming back with triumph, they're coming back with positivity, has inspired a nation. And if you haven't seen the reunions of the families, it's probably just about the most heartwarming, touching, feel-good experience that you can imagine. And so I encourage everyone, if you haven't seen them, please do. And now tonight, well, tomorrow, as you're listening to this on Monday, although we record on Sunday nights, there's a story here that's so big, that's so huge, that's so significant, that's so meaningful, that it's impossible not to deal with it. And I've been speaking with many of my faithful listeners. And in fact, I want to give a shout out to Vinny Pine, who sent me one of the articles, God willing, from which we'll be quoting. And it's just remarkable what we're about to go into. So there is a hostage who sadly has not yet been released, but the projection is this Thursday. That's the latest reports. But she was on one of the lists that was potentially going to be released in this last round on Shabbos, on Saturday, on Shabbos day. And this led to one of the most remarkable requests I have ever heard in my life. And I would like to share it with you. And this request was not made by a rabbi. This request was not made by a Jewish scholar. This request was made by a simple. Now, when I mean simple, I don't mean simple at all, because it took tremendous depth and strength to do it. But a regular person, in the sense that it could have been any one of us. And that person is Merav Berger, the mother of Agam Berger. Now, Merav and her family were not, particularly from everything that I've read, religious, going into this October 7th maelstrom. And yet, over the period since November 7th, 2023, the family has been inspired to come closer to their Jewish roots, to the point where they have become Shomer Shabbos. They have become full Sabbath observers, which is a whole schmoozing of itself about how to respond to tragedy. Jewish people always make lemonade from lemons. That is our mojo. That is our approach to life. When the Almighty throws us curveballs, we wait on the pitch and poke it to right. Okay, we adjust and we make not only the best of the situation, but we make our lives the best situation. That is how Jews roll and have always rolled. And so Meirav and her husband, family, have leaned into their Judaism. They've pretty much, from what I've read, every week or very often have done what's called Hafrashat Challah. There's a beautiful mitzvah that if you have more than 5 pounds of flour, making a dough, that you take the part of the dough and you say a blessing on it, and less than 5 pounds of flour, you still take the dough, a little piece of dough, and without the blessing. And they've been doing this as a merit, a spiritual merit. There's a very big power in that mitzvah of separating challah. And they've been doing it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Now, here is the challenge, and here is the request. It came to light that Agam was going to be released on Shabbos. She was going to be released on Shabbos. And of course, for Agam, who had no choice, okay, it is what it is. The saving a life takes precedence over Shabbos. But what about everyone else? Now, obviously, the parents need to be able to greet her. And so Agam discussed with the rabbis what to do. And she was planning on being in the location and where she would first be received, and they would minimize the amount that she would need to violate Shabbos. And Meirav recorded, and I saw it Thursday night before Shabbos, and I'm telling you, I saw this video, 72 seconds, it's in Hebrew. I'm hoping for one with English subtitles out there. I was in tears, absolutely in tears. And she talks about how she herself is going to limit Shabbos, and this is something that's very, very, very important to me. That's what she says. And she goes on to say that she's consulted with the rabbis, and she's going to do her best to minimize violating Shabbos. But she says, I have one request of you, Jewish people, I have one request of all of you, that I am in a situation being her mother, that obviously I need to be there for her, but you, please refrain from any photographs, from any videoing, from any posting about the information you might hear. And it's so important, she said, when it comes to Motzei Shabbat, when it comes to Saturday night, we can post as much as we want in picture, and we'll have much time for that. But I believe that this is fundamentally important, that we all keep Shabbos. When my daughter is being released from captivity after 470 days, do you hear that? Do you hear the Jewish mother? Do you hear the incredible power of a Jewish mother who's dedicated to her faith, to the traditions, the 3,336 years of Jewish tradition that got us to this place as Jews? The unbroken chain of Jewish mothers lighting Shabbos candles all the way back from Sarah Imenu, Sarah, our mother, 3,800 years ago? She was speaking the voice of all of the chain, the glorious chain of the mothers of Israel. She said, we'll celebrate, but we'll celebrate with pictures and posting after Shabbos. Now, at this point, before we speak about Shabbos, I just have to point out, our enemies will never destroy us. Our enemies will never destroy us. How could they, when you have a Meirav Berger who is on the eve of her daughter being released. And she says, I have one request. All the people who've been coming with us the whole way, who've been enveloping us with love and supporting us this whole way, please, please, don't violate Shabbos. Lo lechalel et haShabbat. Don't violate, don't desecrate Shabbos. No Hamas, no Islamic Jihad, no Hezbollah, no Iran, no one can beat the spiritual nuclear power of Mirav Berger and her family. No one. And so these human animals, it's actually a discredit to the animal species to call people who kidnap babies and rape and murder and pillage and who then curry the favor of the press around the world and public opinion. It's pure evil. They planned for this release on Shabbos specifically to cause us to violate Shabbos. At least that is in Mehrab's words. And so it is. Now, it turns out that what happened, that Agam ended up not being on the final list. And nevertheless, what powerful testimony to our faith that Mehrab said that she does not want to break Shabbos. And it turns out that the reports are that they're going to be released in this next round by Thursday or on Thursday. Now, I'd like to share with you, where is this coming from? It's actually an amazing thing that the reports are, and this is the article, there's an article in the Times of Israel, there's an article in J Post, Jerusalem Post, about the power of Agam Berger, that she herself, she is the one who is leaning into her Judaism, and she's doing her best to keep Shabbos in Gaza. And supposedly, one of the things that they passed their time with is that the Hamas people, whoever was holding them, made them into their servants. They were like servants, little home slaves, and they had to cook for them and clean the house. And they were, you know, they weren't just oftentimes sitting there. They actually were put to work. And Agam refused to cook on Shabbos. Now, to save one's life, one can break Shabbos, right? Pregnant woman who needs to go to the hospital on Shabbos, or anyone in a life-threatening situation, or even a potential limb-threatening situation that could, anything of significance medically, okay, is not only allowed to go to the hospital. Now, I'm not talking about a stub toe and you have to drill down what the actual things are. But a serious medical situation, you're not only permitted to go to the hospital driving an ambulance, you're obligated to go. So Agam was not obligated at all to say that she couldn't cook. She should have potentially even said, hey, I'll cook, it's okay. This is a situation of pikuach nefesh, of saving my life. But she wouldn't. And she stood up to these tremendously evil people. And that's how we win. That's how we win, folks. That's how the Jewish people have won. That's how we do win. And that's how we will win. By sticking to our values, our Torah values. And I want to just, one more thing about Agam, and then I want to talk a little bit about Shabbos. So it says that if you've noticed that each, for the last people have been released, the women have had beautiful braids in their hair. And even in the first round of captives being released, hashes being released, many of them, of the women, had their hair braided. And who was doing this? This was Agam. Agam, who is in captivity, is thinking of other people, and said she wanted them to leave with strength, and she wanted them to leave looking misudar, well put together. And it's unbelievable the strength of this young woman and the kindness that she wanted to impart on them, that they shouldn't leave looking bedraggled and downtrodden, that they will leave Gaza with dignity. incredible, incredible. And God willing, Agam and Mirav will have that reunion, God willing, this Thursday. But I want to drill down on Shabbos. You know, we should talk a lot about Shabbos. But what? Why? Why would a Jew, when a Hamas person says, I want you to cook on Saturday, why would someone say no? Why would he? How could we even approach the subject? What's so important about Shabbos? Well, the Torah itself says that Shabbos is one of the most important aspects, fundamental components of our entire existence as Jews. There are three mitzvot, there are three commandments that are called an ot, aleph, vav, tuf, an ot, which means a sign. And one of them is Shabbos, and one of them is bris milah, and one of them is tefillin. And these are three signs that say, and a sign to the public that we are here. We are Jews, loud and proud. We are Jews. Now, tefillin is only for men. And the bris milah also is only for men. If that's a controversial point, I'm happy to discuss it with you later. And but Shabbos is for everyone. And so therefore, it's very interesting that a Torah observant Jew, an observant Jew, is not called a shomer kashrut, someone who keeps kosher. And it's not a shomer not stealing, and not a shomer, you know, you pick your mitzvah, not wearing shatnez. A Torah observant Jew is called a shomer Shabbos, because as the Chafetz Chaim famously gives an analogy, is that if you go to a store, and there's a little note on the store, and it says, Tekef Ashuv, I'll be right back in 15 minutes. Okay, you know he'll be back in 15 minutes, but the sign on the store, Goldberg's Grocery, is still there. But if you come back in 2 weeks and you see that the sign of the store is off, there's no more Goldberg's Groceries on the top, you know that they've gone out of business. Shabbos is our sign that we're alive as Jews, that we're in business, that we are rocking as Jews. And when you take down that sign, even though there might be other things going on, there's something that's lacking. And just the opposite. Someone who keeps Shabbos, their sign is up. They may not be fully with everything, and they're still working on it and growing and developing. But I have Shabbos. I'm proclaiming my sign. That's my sign to the world. And why? There are many reasons why Shabbos is so important. But one of them fundamentally is our partnership with the Almighty. We're telling the Almighty that we believe that He runs the world. He created the world. He creates the world ongoing every second, pumping energy into it. And how do we recognize that? When we stop working. Because if I believe that I am in control of the world, that means that I need to work 24/7. But if I recognize that Hashem created the world and is creating the world and is controlling all of the outcomes of the world, by me stopping on Shabbos, I'm viscerally demonstrating to the Almighty that He's in charge. And that's what it means to be a Jew. Our entire existence on planet Earth is to be the real witnesses, not the false witnesses, the real witnesses, and give testimony that Hashem created the world, that He runs the world, that He's in charge of everything. And so therefore, that's our sign. That is our sign. By stopping on Shabbos, we're showing Hashem, you're the boss. You're the creator. You're the one to whom all thanks are due. And that is just but one, but a very important reason why Shabbos is an os. It is a sign that we are home as Jews. God willing, by this next Shabbos, may this amazing burger family that has engendered and given us so much inspiration, may they be reunited even before Shabbos, and in the merit of their keeping Shabbos and their inspiring the rest of the Jewish people to keep Shabbos. May Hashem send them peace. God bless. Have an amazing week. And we'll see you again, God willing, right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.